California coronavirus cases are spiking and estimated to soon reach 50,000 a day. The state had 7,900 hospitalized COVID-19 patients, up about 69% from the previous week. Los Angeles had the highest transmission rate. Small Mono County came in second, San Francisco third. But the San Francisco Public Health Director, Grant Colfax, said his city is in a strong position to confront the Omicron surge because of its high vaccination rate.
Omicron is facing a wall of immunity as it moves through the city. Our vaccinations and boosters are doing what we need them to do right now, which is preventing many people from getting sick and being hospitalized.
San Francisco's population is 81% fully vaccinated. 54% of residents have received boosters. But Mayor London Breed said that the need to quarantine when infected means city services are being affected.
We already have a large number of people quarantining, and this will only increase over the next few weeks. It's impacting our workforce, especially among frontline workers. We are seeing it when there are missed runs on some of our muni lines. And as of yesterday, we have 167 police officers who are quarantined, and we have 135 members of the fire department in quarantine, and almost 100 people in our SFMDA department, which some of those folks are muni operators.
Public Health Director Colfax said cases are skyrocketing in San Francisco like we've never seen before, but also offered a word of optimism.
We believe that the height of this surge is upon us and that these next few weeks are critical. And in a hopeful note, we are expecting a peak in these cases relatively quickly. Our projections show, and again, this situation is fluid, that cases will peak within the next 2 weeks, making it possible for us to minimize the damage if we are smart and take proper precautions we've come to know so well during the course of this pandemic.
Colfax said for now, San Francisco had enough hospital beds, but the concern is hospital staff are becoming infected due to community spread and need to stay home and quarantine. Napa County, meantime, has run out of ICU beds because of an increase in patients and a lack of staffing.